Ladies and gentlemen, hello and hello, Mambo VP. It is yet another amazing opportunity for us to enjoy absolutely amazing content from the continent. Whatever you're tuning in from, whatever the time, welcome and welcome once again. My name is Bert Keeper, reporting for duty for the only show dedicated to the highlighting of the biggest, strangest, shocking, and the most entertaining and educative content from Africa, for Africa, and by the sun of the African soil. This is Hadithi Africa. Now, today's story is from Tanzania, or Tanzania, if you may. And it's crazy because I just feel like laughing already. Why? Because we're talking about the Tanganyika laughing epidemic of 1962. But get this, the laughing epidemic of Tanganyika was not a laughing matter. So, what happened? In a small boarding school for girls in the village of Kashasha, in what is now the United Republic of Tanzania, an initial incident of laughter by a section of the student population soon turned out to be a case of mass hysteria, mainly characterized by intense laughing. Shockingly, this laughter appeared to be so contagious that no one in the school environment could function anymore. What began as a small joke among a few girls appeared to have triggered an extraordinary case of uncontrollable laughter that could have been said to be possessive. Soon after, the infection, contagion, demon, or whatever the term people could use to quickly refer to this rare phenomenon, was spreading to nearby communities. It ceased being a case involving only students and teachers, and now everyone who got in contact with these individuals appeared to catch the disease, if you may. Unfortunately, the laughter did not stop, and it went on for weeks and months. An official report claimed that the epidemic persisted for a whole year. It became apparent during this period that over 1,000 people were affected by the laughing disease, which was later dubbed Ndwara ya Kucheka by the locals. Reports claimed that these affected persons suffered uncontrollable fits of laughter and crying, others were overwhelmed, and physical exhaustion in turn caused fainting, headaches, vomiting, and palpitations, shaking, and in severe instances, death. Interestingly, these people were experiencing real symptoms which were negatively affecting their health. So, what caused this laughter that was not a joke in Tanganyika? Apparently, the children in the school in the village of Kashasha complained of the numerous changes around them. Firstly, they were away from their homes for significantly longer periods. The Christianity taught in schools was also in direct contrast to the religious values they had been exposed to all their lives. These changes can be said to have caused the stress that resulted in conversion. Now, conversion is a disorder, a psychological phenomenon where patients present with physical symptoms like abnormal movement, paralysis, blindness, or fits of crying or laughing, such as in this Tanganyika case. In light of this, the victims of the epidemic were actually sick, not possessed, not hypnotized. This happens mostly in schools and settings where individuals are forced to conform to very rigid religions and conservative rules, which trigger anxiety, stress, frustrations, given the heavy mental load. The resultant helplessness or hopelessness causes a mass psychogenic illness where one individual faints, feels dizzy, cries, acts out, laughs, or exhibits a combination of any of these symptoms, and then the rest fall like dominoes. It is worth noting that victims of mass psychogenic illnesses are often young, female, and not individuals with positions of power and influence. In this manner, a stressful school environment, an unsafe or unhealthy workplace setting, are the places most likely to witness such rare phenomena. Thank you for tuning in to Hadithi Africa. My name is Bet Kiprono. Please check in soon for more amazing, eye-opening African stories.